Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking about Blaine Kernan. If you remember this story, he was named golf coach at Rock Ridge, boys golf coach last summer, and then was involved in a serious automobile accident down near Paducah, Kentucky. He's on the road to recovery, long road to recovery, and I know people care about him and want to help out. And one of those people is Susan Langan, and she's helping organize a golf event coming up Sunday at Pinnacle. And first up, Susan, it's great. We were talking a little bit off the air. A lot of people have stepped up and said, hey, we're going to play this thing. We want to help Blaine out. And that tells you kind of what he means to the community. So what about that?
Oh, well, it's been fabulous, the reception we've gotten. There's 30 teams that are playing. So we're full as far as on the golf end. You can still donate to sponsor a hole if you'd like to. Jim Kernan, Blaine's cousin, is handling most of the golf event. We're having the actual fundraising benefit that day also. It starts at 1 at Pinnacle, and we'll have a bake sale from a lot of the Mercer County ladies and friends, and if you want to bring something to add to it, we will not turn it down. We've got silent auction items, baskets galore, food, music. There'll be live music. James Ryan from Grey Wolf Band will be playing all afternoon. And we'd love to have people come out and support Blaine.
Yeah, that's awesome. So even if you can't play golf or you're not playing golf, you still can show up at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Get involved.
We're having a bags tournament also.
Well, and just speak to kind of rallying for Blaine Kernan. A lot of people care about him. Now, I know raising funds, that's an important aspect. There's no question about that when you have medical bills and those type of things. But just getting support, that's kind of a good dose of medicine, too. So what about that?
Well, he is overwhelmed by the kindness of everyone that's concerned about him and wanting to help. And he does have a long road ahead of him. There's no doubt about that. He sold his house so he can try to get out on his own and in a more handicap facility house. We're just doing everything we can. We've got donations coming in from everywhere and appreciate anybody that wants to help.
And I know we were talking a little bit off the air too, that you have really been impressed by his determination and his courage and his fight through all of this. You talk about a horrific accident in late June, but this guy is determined to recover from it and live a normal life. And I know that's why the support means so much. What about his great attitude?
Oh my gosh. He has been so brave from the very beginning. He started out saying his two favorite things in life were golf and hiking. And like the very next day after the accident, finding out he's now a paraplegic, he said, I guess I'll have to find some new hobbies. So his attitude toward the whole thing is just uplifting for anybody that's involved with it. And anybody that knows Blaine knows that that's the kind of guy he is. But he's working hard so that he can get out on his own.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And then just, you know, the kids kind of rallying for him this school year, too. You know, he was named golf coach, basically, last summer before the accident. And so, the kids have had to deal with that, but they have decided, you know, a lot of the kids I see, you know, doing it for Blaine or whatever in terms of their different rounds they've played. What about that?
Oh, that's incredible also. And he was the girls' assistant golf coach prior to becoming the boys' head coach. So since 2018, he worked with the Rock Ridge girls and the golfing. And they love him, and he cherishes them, and I was up at Mayo to see him, and they had sent cards and called him, and they made him a banner. So the boys and the girls teams both just, Blaine really helped them with their golf, and they appreciated him for it.
All right, so that's great. And tell us again, so if you want to come to the event on Sunday at Pinnacle Country Club, you can do so. If you're not playing golf, again, they you said bags tournament, silent auction, things of that nature, 1 o'clock Sunday. Now, maybe somebody's listening, can't make it to the event, and maybe they don't even know Blaine Kernan, but they hear this story and say, man, what a guy that gets involved in a serious accident like that, but he's coming back, wants to recover, has all these circumstances going against him, but has this great, tremendous attitude. And somebody out there says, hey, man, I want to help this dude out, so but can't make it to the event on Sunday. How can they help Blaine Kernan out?
Okay, we have a website, www.doingitforblaine.com, and it's all one word. And that's the hashtag that the girls gave him right after the accident. They started doing it for Blaine whenever they would play golf. So you can go to the website and donate. There's a Venmo account, which is also under Doing It for Blaine or Blaine Kernan. Now I'm trying to think what else we have set up. We're selling raffle tickets. You can win a trip to Jamaica, 4 tickets to a Cubs game in the all-inclusive barrel room, a free-year membership at Pinnacle, and a golf round down in Lake of the Ozark at one of the golf course country clubs down there. So you can get a hold of one of us, or you can also buy the raffle tickets online too at the website.
All right. Again, that's doingitforblaine.com, doingitforblaine.com. The event is coming up Sunday at Pinnacle Country Club. 30 teams all filled, but you can still participate in the silent auction, the raffle, the bags tournament, 1 o'clock Sunday at Pinnacle Country Club. This is great, and raising the funds for him, but then just the support is so important, and I know he'll dig this. That's so cool. And just is he still in Rochester? Is he back in the area? Or just give us kind of a status report on what his situation is now and where he's at.
Yes, he went to it's a skilled facility up by Minneapolis, one of the suburbs, I believe, and it's called Courage Kenny. And it's specifically for paraplegics, and teaches, gets them strong enough to go out on their own. And he's working really hard, and he'll be there, I think, for another 3 or 4 weeks, and then he'll get to come home and start practicing that.
All right, and then I know I've seen he's been active on Facebook. He has an account, so you can follow him there or send him a message there, and I know he'll get that. And again, the website is Doing It for Blaine, and it's great. His friends are coming together to have this great event Sunday at Pinnacle Country Club. Again, Susan Langan with us today. Anything else that you need to bring up that we haven't mentioned, Susan?
Oh, we also have a Facebook page under Doing It for Blaine, and we try to keep information updated on that as well as the website.
Well, you guys have thought about everything. Keep up the good work. That's great, and I know it'll be a fun day out there on Sunday for this great event at Pinnacle Country Club, Doing It for Blaine. Again, that's the website, doingitforblaine.com, or search that on Facebook, and you can help out. Susan, keep up the good work. We appreciate you sharing this information.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.